Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. On the morning of November 8th, 2018, the deadliest and most destructive wildfire in state history ignited in Butte County, devastating the communities of Paradise, Magalia, Concow, and Polga. At least 85 people were killed in the immediate aftermath, and more than 18,000 homes and other structures were destroyed. Rebuilding the community continues today, 6 years later, and for many, there's much to be celebrated, even as challenges continue. Jen Goodlin is the executive director of the Rebuild Paradise Foundation and joins us now to talk about how survivors are marking this day. Thanks for making the time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm Jen with Rebuild Paradise Foundation, and I'm so excited to be here. Our six-year anniversary or commemoration is piggybacking right off of our five-year anniversary. So 5 years was a huge mark in our efforts of recovery. Yes, Paradise, California still very much exists. And as Rebuild Paradise Foundation, we're big advocates for this community, and we kept getting continually asked over and over, how far has your community come since the fire? And it's very hard to paint a picture of that. A lot of people would just recite numbers like, we have 3,000 building permits, and you know, it was just numbers. And for us as a foundation, it really stripped the humanity of what's really happening here. And we really brainstormed, how can we better paint a better picture to the world on our recovery? And myself and my staff, we're all three moms, and we all live in this town. We all love it. One of us is lost in the fire, took a fire to bring me home, and the other is someone new to this community. And we wanted to also paint that picture. And so we brainstormed and thought of this idea, what if we capture all of the handprints of kids living right here on the ridge 5 years after the fire? We have had an explosion of kids. We already need a new elementary school. And it's just a really good picture of our why, because the truth is many of us that are older will not be able to see the like full recovery of this community, but our children will. So they are our why.
Yeah. And that is wonderful. I mean, I was one of the many reporters who covered the campfire in these communities and also followed families in the years since. It's been about a year or so since I physically have been up to the Paradise area. But from the very beginning, even throughout all of that devastation and tragedy, the heartbeat of the community was still very much there. And you could see how much people loved calling Paradise and Magalia and other neighborhoods home. And that continues to this day, despite the challenges with rebuilding, which can look very different from one survivor to the other if they choose to rebuild. And now you're doing this beautiful project. I mean, you mentioned children are at the center of this with their handprints. I was at the first football game at Paradise High School after the campfire. It was just electric because the football team and the season was largely dismantled for a year because obviously of the wildfire. What does it look like today? Can you give us a sense of what the town feels like, what the energy feels like today?
Yeah, well, I think you hit it spot on. The heartbeat of this community has not changed. And the town, you know, its makeup is entirely different. We are about 50% people who lived here before the fire and 50% brand new people who had never called Paradise home. So we're extremely dynamic, which is kind of cool. Like we get to reinvent ourselves, right? We have over 3,000 building permits, so many, many new homes. I mean, we've had an endless hurdles from the get-go. So there's this, you know, when you choose to live on the ridge, it's this common ground that actually crosses a lot of political barriers. So there's just this beautiful sense of community. The football field is like one of the cores to our community. It survived the fire. And we also, you know, we're kind of in this realm of let's start celebrating all of our wins, which is where this handprint mural is coming in, right? We're celebrating how far we've come 6 years later, but also reflecting on what has, you know, what had happened and how we've gotten here.
Yeah. You're obviously with the Rebuild Paradise Foundation, and you mentioned that, you know, three moms that are putting this together, each with your own life experiences and reasons for being in Paradise. But tell us about the nonprofit. How did it get its start and why?
Yeah, the nonprofit was started by Charles Brooks. He was a resident who lost in the campfire. And almost immediately, he realized that aid would be needed to help, like, quickly and efficiently with such a big disaster. And he knew that a lot of the government help would be slow. So he built this foundation and created some incredible programs. We've been able to give back $2.7 million to rebuilders for practical building expenses, pre-construction costs, septic tanks, gravel to surround their home to protect it from fire and help with insurability. We also have a master floor plan library where people can access plans through the town and county that are already approved. It saves a tremendous amount of time and money. We consider ourselves the community's biggest cheerleaders.
Yeah, unfortunately, there have been other wildfires since the campfire across the state. And there's, of course, a lot of coverage that gets devoted to this. There's lots of communities that are at wildfire risk, and including continues to be Butte County as well. I mean, there was a North Complex fire, which was just a year or two after the campfire, in addition to other wildfires. What do you think gets missed when we cover wildfires? Given that you live in Paradise, what would you like people to keep in mind as, they take in wildfire season and all of this information from one community to the next?
Oh, that is a really good question. I've never been asked. We just had the Park Fire. I mean, it kind of rethreatened Paradise here even. And the truth for me personally, and I'm speaking for myself, is, well, I felt safe because we have worked hard for almost 6 years to prevent that from happening. So it was an invitation, like, come to our community for one, for refuge, two, like, we are here, we understand, we want to help. But, like, also, because we went through it, how could we maybe help better prepare another community so they don't have to, at least to the extent, right? Like, we live in a Mediterranean climate, fire is a part of it, but how can we better protect our home and livelihood from it? So yeah, that's one thing Rebuild Paradise is doing. We have a grant, it's called the Defensible Space Grant, and it provides rocks for 5 feet of defensible space around your home. Now, what if another community who hasn't had fire could adopt something similar, right? Because that is the most, according to research, if you have that area clear, it's the safest way to protect your home. So we hope that we could help other communities prevent this from happening.
Well, let's look ahead to Friday. I mean, this is the sixth year since the campfire started. You mentioned a beautiful hand mural that you're going to unveil. What's in store for the weekend? How is the community going to be getting together?
Oh, great question. I know that on Friday itself, there is a local church that is having a special breakfast and walk. Most of our events are happening on Saturday morning. The first will be the Phoenix 5K, which is a race that goes through some significant parts of our community, hosted by Paradise Stronger. And that will also have a pancake breakfast. In that race, they will run by our handprint mural. And then following that race will be the ribbon cutting for our handprint mural. Over 2,583 children's handprints, creating a sunset. Whole community made that happen. And then following that, the town of Paradise will be having a daffodil bulb planting. That is our town flower, and we have a specific area designated for that. It was the first thing to rise up after the campfire.
Oh, that's beautiful. I mean, you mentioned more than 2,000 students across, I believe, 15 schools participated in this hand mural. I mean, that is an undertaking and a feat. How did you accomplish that? How was this all made possible?
Well, we did start by drinking a lot of Airborne. We touched a lot of hands. It was very beautiful and intimate. You know what? This project is really beyond three moms. We could have never done it alone. And there were times that I felt like I might have a brain aneurysm from all the math and numbers and schools. And there was a lot of things. It's a very complex project. You have an idea and then you don't realize how hard it is. But I would say my two staff, the three of us make one brain together and very organized, get things done. And then the community just really, really stepped in. It's a very complicated process because, there's 47 rows on each mural and they're all uniquely different, creating a big paint by number sunset. So it was very complex, but we didn't want to give up. Just community came in, stepped in, because we didn't know what we were always doing.
How did you come up with the idea?
You know, it was just brainstorming in our office one day, like how can we show this? And I think because we all have kids, that spoke volumes to us. We understand the intimacy of a handprint, right? No handprint is alike. It's very special. There is this kind of parallel story of when you fire a tile in a kiln, it becomes stronger. So this is parallel to what has happened in our own community. The firing process actually makes us stronger and more resilient. So it just paints this beautiful picture. And then, you know, beyond the handprints themselves are all the hands that help this happen, from my neighbor who taught me how to do this simple art, to Butte College firing them all, to T-Mobile for funding us and making this happen. It's just a beautiful parallel to our recovery itself.
It sounds really emotional too.
Yeah, I mean, when we were our staff, we were intimately involved. We were capturing handprints. We've been at every step of the way. And, you know, a lot of these children here are very poor. And that, you know, when you touch their hand, you learn a lot about somebody. And we touched so many hands in this community. It was very beautiful,
Yeah.
for us to just see this is our future.
And not only, I mean, clearly this is a powerful vision to take in and with a very strong message behind it. But this mural also opened up some opportunities, right, for the town. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, this is a really cool part. So we started this project with no funding, and then T-Mobile, through their hometown grant, is our major funder for this. And because of that, several months later, T-Mobile came to us and said, "We have this other really cool project we're doing where we want to help a small rural town get a new football field, and we want you guys to participate." So within that, now our little high school, Paradise High School, is a top 16 finalist out of 1,700 schools in the whole nation to win a $2 million football field upgrade.
That is amazing. When do you find out?
So we find out November 12th, next Tuesday. So it takes the nation voting on one of the 16 schools to win. And the way you vote is super easy. You vote on an Instagram video, and ours is on the Paradise High School Instagram page. It's at PHS Paradise. It's the very first pinned video, and you just have to heart that, like it, and that is a vote. It's like 2 minutes of your time to help our community in like such a huge, huge way. Like you said, that football field is the center. We've had to rebuild all of our schools, and that football field is on the bottom of the list. So it's not just a football field, it's like our community's home. And winning that would it it's more it's just hope. You know what I mean? With our massive hurdles, how cool would it be to have this like amazing thing? I'm pretty sure every single person in this community who has Instagram has already liked that video, and we need help from outside of our community.
Well, Jen, it was great talking to you. Thank you for taking the time to join us and for telling us about a legacy that you're leaving in paradise.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being on here.
Jen Goodlin is the executive director for the Rebuild Paradise Foundation. A ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new sunset-themed handprint mural is happening this weekend, Saturday, November 9th, at Paradise Community Park. And that is it for Insight today. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here. Talk tomorrow.